This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, quote, anyone who harms our country will be held accountable at a state memorial ceremony in Jerusalem on Sunday. Netanyahu said Iran and its proxies seek to surround us with a stranglehold of terror on seven fronts. Tensions have soared following nearly 10 months of war in Gaza and the killing last week of a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon and Hamas's top political leader in Iran. Iran and its allies have blamed Israel and threatened retaliation. And fears of wider war in the Middle East spiked on Sunday as strikes on Gaza killed dozens and a stabbing in Israel kills two. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
In the courtyard of a hospital in central Gaza, people shout in panic as a tent camp housing displaced Palestinians catches fire from an Israeli strike. A young boy's body lay wrapped in a blanket on the ground, only his face exposed and motionless. A woman leans over and hugs him, begging him to wake up. In northern Gaza, health officials said another strike flattened a house, killing a family, including three children. Several more were killed in a strike on a vehicle in Gaza City, according to the local civil defense. In Tel Aviv, a Palestinian stabbed and killed two Israelis and wounded two others. The police said the attack was carried out by a Palestinian militant. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel's army says two airstrikes in the West Bank on Saturday killed nine Palestinian militants as violence flares again in the Israeli-occupied territory. An Egyptian official says the same day an Israeli delegation led by the Mossad chief, briefly visited Cairo for ceasefire discussions. Protesters in various countries marked 300 days of war. This is VOA News. Ukrainian pilots have started flying American fighter jets. Reuters correspondent Arthi Thiaprin has more.
Ukrainian pilots will now be flying in U.S.-made F-16s for operations within the country, said President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday.
Jets are in our sky, and officially today you see them, and it's good that they came and we can use them.
The long-awaited fighter jets arrived more than 29 months after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Zelensky said, however, the country still did not have enough jets or pilots. But he noted many soldiers are now undergoing training.
Reuters correspondent Arthi Thiaprin. U.S. Vice President and Democratic Party presidential candidate Kamala Harris was expected to interview three top candidates, Minnesota State Governor Tim Walz, U.S. Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona, and Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro at her Washington, D.C. residence on Sunday, ahead of a final decision on her running mate. Harris is expected to announce her choice as early as Monday, ahead of her first public appearance with the vice presidential nominee on Tuesday in Philadelphia. The Harris campaign is also planning a social media announcement featuring the duo, officials familiar with the arrangement told Reuters. A storm in the Gulf of Mexico on Sunday is strengthening and now named Tropical Storm Debbie. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Florida prepping for what the National Hurricane Center says is the fourth storm of the season. Debbie expected to make landfall in the Big Bend area in the northern part of the state Monday with strong winds, life-threatening storm surge. Governor Ron DeSantis says a hurricane warning is already in effect.
You are going to have power interruptions.
Richard Pasch, senior hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center, says there's concern because Debbie will be moving slowly.
One of the big concerns is going to be very heavy rain and flooding.
He says Georgia and the Carolinas also in Debbie's sights. I'm Julie Walker.
The World Health Organization's chief said on Sunday he was considering convening an expert committee to advise on whether the growing Mpox outbreak in Africa should be declared an international emergency. Since last September, cases have surged in the Democratic Republic of Congo due to a strain of the virus which has recently been detected in nearby African countries. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the UN Health Agency, the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, local governments, and partners were increasing their response to the outbreak. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.